We're talking with Jeff Scott, of course, from the north central part of our state, current president of the Great Plains Canola Association. And Jeff, fall board meeting of the U.S. Canola Association coming to the South Plains, Southern Plains. How significant is that?
I think it's pretty major. You know, this is an opportunity for us to highlight to a national organization what we've been doing down here. The money that they put into the programs down here to expand acres to our U.S. Canola, Promote Canola Acres program, we have gotten the lion's share of the money out of that. We've made it work. We've taken those funds, leveraged them with other funds, and seen real growth, real traction in the region. So I think it's a unique opportunity to be able to highlight what we've accomplished down here.
It was not just growers, but it was also a lot of your major agrochemical people and seed companies and that are on the board. So you're getting giving them an education about what's going on down here.
It's a really unique group with United States Canola Association. We've got oil seed crushers. We've got chemical companies. We've got seed companies. We have food end user companies. We've got a plethora of the industry comes together at one table. And while each one of us may have our own little niche that we're focused on as a group, we're able to come together and look at the big picture and at the expansion of canola across the United States. The bright spot of that canola growth is the Southern Great Plains, centered in Oklahoma.
Jeff, as we think about, you know, maybe some of the things that U.S. Canola Association advocates regarding farm policy and other things going on in, for example, D.C., what are a couple of key things that you've really been trying to highlight or focus on?
Of course, right now on everybody's mind in agriculture is a farm bill. You know, that's been our top priority. We've been working on this the last 3 years, just like Congress has. I've made multiple trips myself to D.C. to advocate for our policies. Crop insurance, you know, the strengthening of it. We're willing to take some concessions in other farm policy areas. We've got to have a strong crop insurance program. Those are some areas that we need to continue to focus on and work on with a new newly developed crop in the Southern Great Plains. So working with RMA, working with our insurance industry as a whole, and trying to guarantee some good coverage for our producers.
Seems like that we probably lost acres this fall because RMA was not able to respond to those written requests for crop insurance before the government shut down.
It has caused quite a few problems. We've had producers that were not able to get their acceptance or rejection letters until they already had the crop in the ground. Those are some areas that we need to work on with timing. That is something that U.S. Canola and Great Plains Canola Association will be actively involved in, working with RMA, trying to get dates set to where we can get that information back to our producers in a timely fashion so that they can use those in their planning decisions. Even with all the problems that we've seen and troubles that we've had, we're over 400,000 acres in the region planted. So another great growth year. You know, the crop is looking fantastic everywhere. It's amazing what 1 year's difference will make with some timely rain.
So talk to me about your neck of the woods. Last year, I know that you actually lost several of your fields because of just the problems we had with weather.
Yeah, drought, early freezes, and everything took quite a toll on the acreage in north central Oklahoma last year. This year, I've got the best stands I've ever had. I think every seed that we planted came up. We had a lot of small seed size from our production of last year due to the drought, and so we had some really high seed per pound counts, and I think every one of them came up. You know, everybody cut their planting rate, but we've got a tremendous looking crop out there, and this is probably the best fall that I've seen going into canola establishment, and so it looks like a great year coming at us.
So definitely, you know, that's half the battle, getting it to where we get cold weather, making sure that we're up to a proper stand, right?
And our small stuff, from what I've seen driving the country, is all big enough to survive the winter. We've got some of our early planted canola that was getting on the verge of being too big to go into the winter. So this cold snap that we've had come through last night is a blessing. It's going to start shutting down that plant, start working it towards dormancy, and stop that growth pattern so that we'll have really great winter survival.
Let's swing back around to U.S. Canola Association. You're in line to be the next president. Again, that's a reflection of the growth of canola here in the Southern Plains.
I will actually ascend to the presidency a year from March.
Okay.
I'm vice president for this year and one more year, and then I'll move on up to president. It is something that's telling, you know, as I was a fairly new member of this group, and for them to leapfrog me ahead of a lot of other producers that have been on this board for years and years is a highlight and a tribute to what's going on in the Great Plains region.